Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, to Tani Talks Pirkei Avos this year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Chapter 2, Paragraph 12, Perek Bet, Mishnah Yud Bet, here on Season 6 of the TTPA, using the Mishnah Elucidated with its wonderful translation and wonderful commentary. Let's see what another student of Rabbi Yochanan tells us, a way to live, a way to go by in our own life. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, the money of your friend, we're going to talk about this in a second, it should be like your own. Rabbi Yossi teaches us, the money of your friend should be as dear to you as your own. And you apply yourself to study Torah since it is not an inheritance for you, and all of your actions should be done for the sake of heaven. Let's look at the notes. So the money should be as dear to you as your own. If a person sees his friend's boat in danger of sinking or his house about to be burned, he must take action to save it just as if he would do for his own property, Meiri points out. When you're used to treating your friend's money properly, you will eventually come to respect him as a person, leading to greater peace between men. Then that second thing, apply yourself to study Torah. It's not an inheritance for you. A person should not assume that just because his father and grandfather before him were Torah scholars, he will also be a scholar, even without putting in any effort, Rav points out. Torah is not like an inheritance that comes on its own. Rather, a person must apply himself in order to attain the great wisdom and fine character traits that the Torah bestows, as Rabbi Yonah points out. All your actions should be done for the sake of heaven. Man's every action should be done with the intention of proving his service of Hashem. He should not eat and drink because it gives pleasure to his body, but because it makes him healthy and strong, and therefore better able to study Torah and perform the commandments. If we could have an outlook where we could treat others and their objects and items as if it were our own, there would be more peace and more beautiful things in the world. If we could make ourselves apply to study Torah as our main occupation, also the world would be better. And if we could do all of our actions for the sake of heaven, the whole world would be better. Three simple things to think about. Someone asks you to watch something for them, their house, their car, their cat, their pet, their item, whatever. Think about as if it were your own things, if it were your own people. And if you're a teacher, think about the students as if they were your own children. The Gemara talks about this, the sages and the commentators talk about how these are your spiritual children, not your biological children. That's why Moshe is credited as Aaron's children sometimes in the Torah, because he taught them Torah. It's as if he gave birth to them in some way through teaching them Torah. What can we do to make things and other people dear to us as our own things, as our own children, as our own items, lahavdil, separating between the two? Apply yourself to study Torah. It might be difficult, might be hard, but do what you can to be involved in Torah. Make sure to be kava'at itim l'Torah every single day of your life. One of the main questions we're asked by Hashem after 120 years, and make sure that your actions in this world, what you're doing in this world, is for the sake of Shemayim, is l'shem Shemayim. You have an idea, you have an effort, ability, you have a quality, a capability, a talent. Use it for Hashem. Use it for good. I love podcasting. I love radio. I try to use it oftentimes in the service of Hashem, in the service of Judaism, in the service of making the world a better place. Even if it's not directly likened and linked to Torah ideals, we try to always tie in what we can to help people to do good in the world. I used to use radio and talking for Narishkeit in college. All these years of trying to do tshuva and use it for good, use it for Torah, use it for good things, mitzvos and chesed and the like. Make ourselves in life to be mamon chavercha chaviv alecha kishalach. Make sure others are dear to you as your own, especially their possessions, especially the valuables, especially their precious gems that are children, if you're a teacher or caretaker on any level, or a therapist like me, OT. And make sure to make yourself ready to learn Torah. Get in the mindset of Torah, being involved in Torah. It's not your inheritance. You have to work at it. And make sure your actions, your ideas, and whatever you're involved in life is for the same reasons of Shem Shemayim, to be sanctifying God's name. Join us next time as we talk about being careful with Shema and Davening here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.